just finished reading Toldos, which was about 25 and 26, 27, those chapters.
Okay,
so starting 28, 10 next week.
Okay, thanks.
We'll wait another minute until everybody joins on, then we'll pick up Koheles.
Good morning, Rabbi Doug and Cal are here.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great, thanks.
Good morning, Rabbi Doug. Good morning, Doug and Cal.
Hi, hi, Richard.
I'm here.
Hey, Jim.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jim. And Francesca, is that the, was that you just now? No, who was that that asked about the chapters?
That's Carolyn.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. And Josh hasn't been with us for a bit. Are you, Josh, you on?
Hello.
I guess not. All right, so hopefully, hopefully he's getting the classes.
Alan, is the rabbi here?
Yes, hello.
Well, I can't hear the rabbi. I heard Carolyn.
Can everybody else hear me?
That's much better.
Okay.
Maybe Dial?
If you can't, I'm not sure. Can you hear me now, Rivka?
Slightly better.
Okay. All right, so let's start. So we left off talking about King Solomon's attempt to understand the interplay, the intellect and the emotions. That's what we've been doing the past couple of weeks. And we saw that in his words where he says in 7:18 that he tells a person he should not just abandon the life of practicality, but he has to also use his intelligence and hold on to practicality too. So that's in terms of action, applying, you know, what areas does he invest his energy in? Although he qualifies afterwards in 7:19 that wisdom still has the upper hand, that wisdom should still be what guides everything. But he wanted to understand more, as he says in 7:25, that I return myself and my heart to, he wanted to study wisdom and its combination with the emotions. That's what Ibn Ezra explains. He wanted to see if I join together the emotions and the intellect. And if I give in to both areas, that means that I engage both aspects of the human personality. So what would be? What would be the outcome in terms of that type of a life? And you see that Sforno, which we touched on, but I'd like to go into it more now, and that is he wanted to understand when he explained that verse 25, that to mean that King Solomon was wondering, when he wanted to ponder about the evil of the foolishness. So what he explained, as Sforno said there, is that regarding the original snake, how could it be that it was so cunning, because that's what the Torah says, that it was more cunning than all the animals of the field, yet at the same time it didn't fear sin. Evidently, it knew that this command had been given, that the man and the woman shouldn't be eating from this specific tree, yet it beguiled the woman to do so. So that's what Sforno is saying. He wants to understand, how could it be that something could have both faculties? It could be so cunning But if it is so cunning, what Swano is saying, that should have restrained it from going against God's command. But yet it didn't. It was not afraid of sin. And how could it be the foolishness of the woman that she enticed herself to the desire to eat? And she didn't. She wasn't afraid of the punishment that she even mentioned herself. She said that she, you know, the day we eat from this, we'll die. So how could it be that, you know, these two beings, the snake, the woman, both of them had displayed a certain amount of knowledge on the one hand. The snake actually had cunning to its benefit. But despite them both possessing that, and the woman possessing knowledge that this was a sin, how could it be that they both violated? So what his question really seems to be is that when you have a condition, you have a certain being that has two different faculties, what determines when the individual is going to follow one or the other? That seems to be really the point that he's getting at over here. Because on the one hand, you see that the woman was verbalizing the fact that this is prohibited. So what causes one to follow or to engage one faculty over the other? So that's what his statement over there was. And he says further, he says even about the man, he says the foolishness of the man, he wants to understand that too, of Adam, that he was enticed by the words of the snake, and he became a heretical, and he also was enticed to eat from the tree at the request of his wife, with the danger of the punishment of death. How is man able to do that? So all three parties, Swano was saying, it's a very big question. But now, see, what Swano is saying is King Solomon's search is to understand specifically how does the mechanism of the person's psyche work, that it, at the same time it can have both the knowledge of the sin and the threat of death, but at the same time it can succumb to desire. What causes that transition? Because, of course, at a certain point, he didn't sin yet. He had the warning. So that should have registered as being able to follow it. God doesn't give a command to something which can't follow it. Right, so why don't you look in the verse now, the following verse, and see if you can come up with the answer. Everybody has the question, right?
Rabbi, I got the question. Which verse are you pointing us to about the answer?
There'll be the following verse. It'll be 7:26.
Thank you.
You have to appreciate the question, though, that he's wondering how does this transition work? Even despite the fact that I had faculties that could have prevented this giving into the sin. I can't hear you, whoever's speaking.
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe you could speak a little louder.
That's better. Go ahead.
Grandma, I think she's having trouble hearing you.
Uh-huh.
You can hear Doug.
You can hear Doug. You can't hear me. Yes.
You are a little fainter than normal this morning.
Uh-huh.
I hear Doug, I don't hear the rabbi.
Really? funny, because I got the phone next to the mic, and I'm basically an inch or two away from the phone. Is this any better?
A little bit, perhaps. Naomi, can you hear better?
Yeah, I mean, I could hear, but it's a little...
Is this any better?
No.
It's not any better. If you didn't hear. Give me 1 second. Let me see if there's anything I can do in my end. Is this any better now?
A little bit.
A little better.